Joining us on the phone, this lovely young woman might be able to help Josh scrape something off of his bucket list. We found out that Josh, the man that doesn't even want to leave his house other than to forage for food, wants to go to the Dark Continent and go on safari.
I still don't believe
it. I'm still baffled that you'd even want to do this. I can't get you to come out to some of my appearances, much less
go to Africa.
The cradle of human civilization.
Safari.
Wendy Klausner joins us, senior adventure specialist, Natural Habitat Adventures. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
So you've been to Africa, you've been on safari, you've been in the brush.
I go every chance I get. It's my favorite place to be.
How often do you go?
I try to go every other year, and I try to go for at least a month each time.
Whoa, a month? Damn.
For some reason, I'm totally fascinated by Africa, and I've always wanted to go on safari. I don't want to do anything in my life.
Well, Wendy just said it's her favorite place to be. I mean,
ever.
Why is that? What is so amazing about it? Why would Josh enjoy it?
Well, the scenery is spectacular, and it depends on Africa where you go. The two main areas to visit are either East Africa, which is Kenya and Tanzania, or Southern Africa, which is sort of Botswana, Victoria Falls, South Africa area.
Victoria Falls, Spiegel.
But the scenery is beautiful. You've got everything from mountains to the Okavango Delta, which is the largest inland delta in the world. And then the animals are just amazing. To be on a horse and be next to giraffe, or be in a vehicle surrounded by 250 elephants, it's just unlike
Josh,
any other place.
But what
in the
about
world.
You mentioned Kenya? Isn't that kind of dangerous now? They just had a mall.
Yeah, what is
massacre?
The danger factor?
Well, you know, you could say that you shouldn't go to Boston because of what happened there last year.
Well, that's a good point.
You know, it's still a great place. The people there work hard to protect their animals and to make sure that when people come that they're treated well. People are incredibly friendly. I wouldn't hold a whole country at bay because of what happened.
That's true.
But this is a guy you're talking to who is just beside himself today because his elderly dog wanted to cuddle a little earlier than usual this morning, and he's going to go and face down, you know, lions and tigers and jaguars and stuff.
How long does it take to get over there?
Well, the flights are pretty long. I mean, it's going to take at least 20 hours to get there.
So it is long. Price, what are we talking? You say you go for a month flight. Where do you stay? If you go on safari, do you stay like in a out somewhere?
My favorite places to stay are the smaller places where you can stay in a tent
right.
and you can hear the wildlife
a tent.
All around you.
Yeah. Can't a lion walk into a tent?
They don't. They know that they've been trained, and most of the camps do have a security patrol, so you don't have to worry.
Do you have luxury accommodations?
I happen to work for a company called Natural Habitat Adventures, and we specialize in higher-end wildlife.
Not
so much about the luxury, but more about where you can get to see great wildlife and then pick great accommodations that go with it.
I have so many questions.
And
yes.
You want to have a great guide.
Okay, most importantly, can I get a good deal?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah. Because I'm not paying $10,000 to. I don't have $10,000 to go to Africa. I would love to be able to do that, but what?
Is it $10,000?
It's probably even more than that.
Oh my God.
Come on!
I better get to keep a lion. All right.
Park fees can run $50 to $100 a day just for a park fee before you do anything else.
Let me show you how this is done, guys. So. What can you do for me?
Absolutely worth it. And there's a lot of different options for lower price people. You can stay in a bigger lodge that'll have 300 people in it. It's certainly less expensive to do that, but that's possible in a way to cut your
cost. But can you give me a deal because I'm very important?
Well, you got to give me a call.
Oh, well, fair.
Josh is upset that Ollie's Bargain Outlet doesn't have a travel department.
Now, one of the things that I've found was amazing in the last year or two from watching certain TV programs, like Mount Everest. You think the people that climb the Mount Everest, it's like this, you know, few and far between the people. But now you see, like, there's a line of thousands of people that just go up this mountain. if you go to Africa and go on safari, is it the same way, or are there just thousands of dumb tourists and they're just herding you around?
Dale Earnhardt t-shirts
Africa,
on.
Right, and you're just hurtled into these Land Rovers and they, or is it more of a...
is it open? Is it remote?
Yeah, is it remote and not as crowded?
That's where you get what you pay for. Uh-huh. If you spend more money, you can get into private reserves where it's only the people staying there that are on safari. And you'll see less people. You'll be able to drive right up to a lion and watch
Whoa.
It. And if you're in an area where you're in a national park where just anybody can drive in and there are, you know, 50 lodges with 300 guests each, you're going to have a lot more people. Yeah.
What's the possibility of running into some native African tribes, not just the wildlife, but the indigenous population? And I'm talking, you know, those that live amongst nature and the animals.
You should see them. For example, the Maasai have grazing rights throughout the Maasai Mara, which is the game reserve that's in Kenya. So when you're on safari, you will see the local people herding their animals, and any good safari operator, if you're interested, should be able to take you into a village that they're responsible for working with, building
wow.
their schools.
And they just live out there.
Water. They live out there. So, you know, you're in their land. You
wow. And Wendy, pardon me for asking, but as a big fan of National Geographic as a child, are the women roaming topless?
Yeah. There are a few places left in Namibia where the local women still dress like that.
Yes,
but
or don't
not
dress
in
like
Kenya,
that.
Tanzania, Botswana.
Have you had any close calls?
No, I haven't. I've always been pretty responsible, so I've never put myself in a situation where I'm going to make an animal uncomfortable or make me uncomfortable.
What's the craziest thing you've ever seen? Because I have a brother-in-law, and this is the greatest story he ever told that I've ever heard. Is he went to South Africa with some family,
yeah.
and they stay. I don't know. They stayed.
Is this where you get the bug from this story? Is this what has given you the bug?
It may have piqued my interest, but they were in some sort of. They were staying in a lot. They were lodged in a place. They had a full glass viewing of the outside. They were separated by just glass, and he saw a lion attack something and kill it right before his eyes.
Oh.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
I have, yes, from vehicles, or that's really the best place because you're mostly out in the vehicles. But my favorite story is I did go trek to see the mountain gorillas, and the silverback came over and started playing with my hair clip. And that was my most memorable.
Wait, you were up in the mountains with the silverbacks? Where that? What was the woman's
Jane
name?
Jane Goodall?
It's Diane Fossey, who is the gorilla researcher.
You were up there?
Yep.
Oh, my God. You're living life. She's been to 90 countries.
How strenuous is it? If somebody doesn't like to walk a lot, is it a bad idea to go to Africa? Or
yes.
Or
that's a good question.
Yeah.
No, you know, my mother is not very capable at all, and I sent her on safari, and they were able to accommodate her.
Right.
Most people find the hardest thing is getting in and out of the small airplanes.
Small airplanes.
We can accommodate everybody. And there are certain facilities that have handicapped facilities, so even if you're in a wheelchair, there are opportunities.
Small airplanes? What kind of
think?
Don't they have major airports
not
over there?
Not to get to the remote places.
No, you're taking a puddle jumper.
To the remote places.
Yeah, you got to take a small little puddle jumper.
Little two-engine Cessna, single engine.
Yep, pretty
Rocky,
much. I mean,
dirt.
It depends on where you're going.
Would he be on a dirt runway? Would it be dirt?
Of course it's a dirt runway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
That is killer.
See, that's what I was saying the whole time. I'm like, I don't see this guy
going
to Africa.
I'm going.
All of a sudden, you go, small airplanes?
What? Mike, I'll need the phone number. I'm
going
to call you.
You're not going
I am
anywhere.
Calling. I'm calling her.
You're
I want more information.
Going.
Wendy Klausner, Senior Adventure Specialist from Natural Habitat Adventures, has wedded Josh's whistle. For the African Safari Love. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Very interesting.
I will be calling you.
Yeah, call her.